to advertise, email podcast@thisismaji.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maji.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Charges! This is your girl, Monica, host of the most, your favorite influencer, podcaster, and presenter. And this is Piano Pop! Hey guys, this is the littlest podcast on this network, the one that's creating everything, all the sauce, everything is here.
That's crazy.
Anyways, guys, I'm not alone. Please introduce yourself.
Yo, what's up, Satan? It's Taki, man.
Mafitsotso.
Okay, Mafitsotso. Danko, guys. We're coming to you live from Arai Studio. So shout out to you guys for hosting us. We appreciate it. Okay, guys. What is on your pulse?
Do you know what I'm saying?
This is a hectic week, dude.
For real?
Like, I'm like a meme now, dude.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
My face is everywhere. Like, I saw people posting me on statuses. I was like, damn.
I mean, they're pretty memes, though.
It's great memes.
You look pretty, eh?
I look cute.
I like
man.
The wig.
I also like the wig.
It was every
day. Nah, shout out.
The makeup was on point. That's
nah, well. I kind of hate that day. Today, my makeup's not giving, guys.
You hate that day?
They're goish.
I feel like it's memorable.
It is memorable,
for
man.
Everyone. For
I want my Africa. Kids. I want my kids to see that. And to be like, wow, mom, you are a part of that. Like, yeah. One day is one day. But how are you guys feeling with everything? I know, obviously, we don't want to speak about this shit anymore, guys. We are tired. But, how do you guys feel the reception was to that episode?
Reception was crazy, bro. As everyone expected, you know? We just didn't hit that million. We didn't hit a million, bro.
Next time.
We're probably on 500 now.
Are we on 500?
Probably.
Shit!
Yeah, we just
hit
half of it.
But how do you feel? Because obviously the internet was not nice, bro. Nigga.
No, bro, like, here's the thing. I've gotten used to the internet. It was nothing new, dog.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, what was new, bro? I'm used to trolling. I'm used to let's mess and follow Taki. Do you understand? Like, there's nothing new, dog. Like, I've seen it all. I didn't really engage much on this one. It was just here and there. Obviously, it was hard not to see it.
Because,
like, every second scroll was that day.
Every second
on
video.
Every platform. Well, except for Instagram. But I wasn't really on the net that much. I just stayed in the house. I slept most of the times. I went to a youthy, chilled, did whatever I did. I didn't really, like, engage as much. But I knew what was happening.
Okay.
You know, obviously, I just didn't want to be swallowed into that whole cloud and going back and forth with people trying to explain whatever. You know, it is what it is. It's done, I'd like to think. I don't think there's much dwelling to do on it. I went to church today.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Wow. And that's why he's wearing white. Purity. You're cleansed.
Yeah, I went to church. We should have gone on a Sunday today. Crazy.
Yeah,
I went to church today. It was really dope, but it was refreshing, man. The hymns were nice. Everything was just, it was so calming,
was
so
nice
relaxing.
Service,
it was so welcoming, man. And
we
I think when I start doing it every week from now going forward,
we think
I just miss that.
No, beautiful. I love that, seriously.
And did you go to church because you wanted to, or the internet sent you there?
Oh, the internet sent me to church. Nah, man. I've been wanting to go.
Okay.
But I just felt today was necessary for me to go.
It means
not sense. Because of the internet. I just
so get time
I just felt like I needed to go there, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
How are you, Swiss? Dude, there's this TikTok, bro.
What's the TikTok?
This one, where you're looking at, dude, when you're looking at the ceiling, I died. I was laughing. That one, dude, all the TikToks about you are so funny, bro. Like, they are so, did you a TikTok, bro? Ish.
Hey, man, it's cool, man. We sit here in this chair and put people in the same position where we were this week. Oh. And we needed to take it all in the way it came.
Real.
I just have a question, like, more especially with my reaction with the whole thing. And like I said, we don't want to talk about this thing. We want to close it. Because we're making people famous. Come on, when are you guys going to pay us?
No, man, you guys are
putting you niggas on. Like, seriously, like, this thing needs to be out there. Like, we are putting you niggas on. And I saw in the comments there, some dead celebrities now want to hear in the comments. I'm like, nigga, we don't want to talk about you. Relax. Stay there. You are waiting for your coffin. That's the only thing you are waiting for. That's what we are waiting for. So, like, I'm not going to go into say, smang man. Yeah, I was disappointed in a couple of, like, one person because I really loved the brew.
Yeah.
I was really disappointed in him and I'm going to mention it. Stogie.
What did he do? What did
and
he
I'm
say?
Like, oh, he's like, oh, niggas are like that when you pull up on them face to face. I'm like...
I think also, Ukhrutman, at that point, to fight back was not going to make sense.
Dude. I loved you, bro.
Ish.
Like, I loved him, dog. I loved everything about Stogie T, dog. Till then, I was like, oh, you must ever meet your heroes. And I met him on the internet.
Ish.
Ish. In the comment section.
Bro. Bro, like, fucked up, dog. Like, he's the only person that broke my heart. The rest... Yes, and I go away, bruh. So what I did is I just screenshot everybody's comments, celebrities, the dead ones. I screenshot the comments. Ah, bruh, they used to be famous. They're no longer famous. They got numbers. They don't know what to do with those numbers. Right? So I screenshot the comments and I kept it. Right? And I'm like, when your day comes and I pull up on you on the comment section or I say something about you, don't be out here ungena apo wena and ngena pagula my comments. Let's keep it there. That's the only thing that hurt me through, like, Stogie, the only person that actually, like, broke my heart like that. Like, yeah. Love this brew, bro. And then,
how did he get in the comment section?
The other guy posted.
Which other guy?
The other guy posted. We're no longer mentioning names. Like, bro, we're not going to make anyone famous again. Okay. Fuck the shit.
Yeah.
So... That bro posted, and then every celebrity
was commenting.
Yeah, bro. And the celebrities that don't even stream his songs, I don't even think they know his songs. Right? Because if they commented, they in the comment section like that, and they're streaming the music and sharing the music like that, that bro would still be killing it today. If they supported him the way they supported him with the whole bullshit, the bro was still making numbers and still killing it. And I don't know why people say I was a coward. I said it to his face. Bro, you used to be big. You used to kill it. You're no longer killing it and I won't take that shit back.
But also, if both of you are fighting, it was not going to make sense.
I said it. And also, if I was here now, bro, I know this bro.
You know him.
I know Tak. All I needed to say is one thing. Tak was going to know we are going for this bro.
It doesn't make sense.
And that shit would have ended up physical. So I'm surprised. Nibatala, unfuna don't gluiwe. Like, you want us to stand up and fight, right? Me, I don't mind fighting anybody, yeah? Like, honestly speaking. I don't mind fighting anybody as long as I'm getting paid for the fight.
Okay.
You get me? So if there's any amapiano celebrity, you are thinking that one can beat Sfiso, right? I don't want this thing of meeting at Groove and then we're starting to fight. Nah, I don't want that shit. Nah, I don't want that. Set up a proper fight. Go live, let's have YouTube, let's have sponsors, you understand? And not boxing. We're not going to do boxing. If you're a man, you want to come, take me to the ring, let's go for UFC, let's go for something more exciting.
Yeah.
Do you get me where you can test my jaw the way you want to test it? You understand what I'm saying?
I understand. So
what I did there is not that fear of him. I don't fear him. I am not scared of him physically. Right? But I had also forgotten how did we end up there where I asked Sahi that. Do you understand what I'm saying? I had forgotten. And when I remembered, I was like, shit. And at the same time as we're talking, the producer sold me out because the producer, dude is looking at me here and like, Swiss, just apologize.
Okay, madam is calling me.
Right?
That's so random. Oh, I must move it, yes.
You see, do they see that there? It's like, just apologize, because she sees it's getting heated. And now you no longer say that I actually told Swiss you must apologize, like, just apologize. She was standing there saying, I must apologize. And I was going through my own shit at the time, and I got ambushed. It's like when you get hijacked,
And I just got in a hijack.
You were, exactly.
You understand? So, and when you get a hijack, you take time to realize, actually somebody's is about to take my car. Or until like the car is actually gone, you're like, what do I do now? You understand? So I was ambushed and I'm not scared of him. Do I have respect for him? If you watch the show, I said it a couple of times, bro. That Bruce too much. That Bruce a musician. I said it a couple of times. So I don't know when people say I was kissing his ass. I wasn't kissing his ass. Right? And he was not willing to have a conversation. He was willing to fight, like argue. Like, bro, I'm loud enough. Tah is very loud. He is also loud as fuck. How was it going to end?
Real.
That's my question. So to close it there, bro, I'm not scared of him physically to the country or to ever stay excited thinking, ah, I'm too little. I can't tell you next. You get what I'm saying? So if anybody wants to set it up, set it up. Let me give you an invoice. Get me to the ring. No boxing shit. No bullshit boxing. We're going to go UFC tables. You get that vibe? Yeah, like let's do it properly like a man.
Okay.
Like you do it in the streets. That's what I want. So after that, the only thing that hurt me is I don't know who sent my sex tape to Chris XL or whoever. And I'm like, looking at it, I'm like, these people are stupid because I was the first one to say, hey, I used to be a sex worker.
Yeah, you told us, Shem. You made it public knowledge.
Look, I said I was a sex worker. So the only thing that hurt me, and I still feel like shit now, is because I'm thinking my daughter probably saw me naked now. And I feel like I'm naked in front of my daughter. That's how I feel with the whole situation. You get what I mean? But if it makes them sleep at night, but when your day comes, don't ask me who can happy. Yeah, but man, gingena yonkin dao. We actor, we cameraman, we make entertainment, DJ. As long as you are in entertainment space and you have some, you played a role here in my sex tape being leaked like that, and you went to the comments. Bro, I'm not ashamed of sex, dog. Like, everybody fucks. And if you watch my tape, hey, I hope you get expired because not so many niggas can make women come. Like, let's be real now. Like, not so many niggas can make women come, and I was dealing with two, one-man job.
Oh, my God.
Right? I hope you got inspired. But I'm just heartbroken for my daughter. That's all.
Yeah, no. I want, yeah,
like, that's all. That was like, it's something that you don't want to do. And there's women there that had nothing to do with this. You understand what I'm saying? And you're exposing them. You get what I mean? So for me, it was just that. But hey, keep watching, man. Keep watching that sex tape. Share, like, and comment.
Subscribe.
Post reviews there. Give your reviews there.
Okay. Yeah, it was. Yeah. This was a long week. Okay, guys. Now let's move on to the show. Because I know some of you think we don't do the show, guys. You must watch the show. We speak about piano a lot. Just watch the show. Anyways, so for today's origins, I wanted us to discuss females in the industry, more specifically managers and road managers. Who do you guys feel...
You didn't ask me what's on my pulse.
Oh, I didn't ask you.
And you didn't even tell us what it's on your pulse.
That was what's on my pulse. What's on your pulse, Khe?
Hey, bro, it's the fake people around me, man. That it was built this week.
You're becoming like Tahi. You guys do this every week, but no, tell us.
What thing?
Of, I'm realizing this is a lie.
Do you know? Do you know, I was going also through my WhatsApp stories because I was trying to avoid social media. Right? I'm going through my WhatsApp stories. Bro, you fucking posting shit about me, but you're on my fucking WhatsApp. And when I go check chats, because I have a lot of numbers. If I go check chats, you are busy asking me to help you with what. Now you are talking shit about me, and then tomorrow I'll do something nice, and then I'm on the right side of things, and then you're going to come back now and act like, man.
It's distasteful. Distasteful.
I was like, what the fuck, dog? And people that I thought that because I have your back, you obviously have my back.
Bro, like, wait, my brother. Did this situation really affect you that much, dog? Is it that deep?
With my daughters?
Yeah, I get that. But everybody else on your contact list, like, Come on, is it that serious for you? Was it that deep?
Okay, I was just a meme, dude. Nobody
come on, dog. Like, I don't think it was that serious. I feel like...
No, I think for him, he's saying it's like almost exposing, like...
No, I
situation.
Get that. No, but besides that, besides the sex tape,
no,
everything
mine's the sex
else,
tape,
bro.
Everything else.
Trending and being all over TikTok, people trying laughing at you and stuff like that, it's not that serious. I don't think it's that deep. You shouldn't take it too hard like you are now. Man, maybe it's because I'm used to it.
Mm.
I've gone fond of this. Like, I've been at this for, since when? Since like what? I started training 20, probably 2023 or something.
Mm.
For these, not really type of things, but I've been on the net like that where people are trying to troll me. So I've gotten used to it. It barely affects me, bro.
Yeah, the internet's not real.
I haven't found like proper like coping mechanisms, but it's not that deep. I don't think it's just the internet. When you're going through shit on the internet, right? When there's a lot of shit happening, when they bashing you, doing all these things, you know what you must do? Step outside. Go outside. You'll see the love outside. Mm. There's never hate outside. Hate is on the internet. It's not real. The internet is not a real place. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not real. It's just there. Do you understand? Once you step out the house, all of it is gone. Because nobody's going to come to you and do this meme in your face. It's not there. Mm.
No, I get that.
When you're going through it on the internet, step outside, bro.
I get that you can switch it on and off whenever you choose to. And the reason why I say it's people on my contact list. Like, if you're on Instagram or whatever, like, if I'm live, you start talking shit, just block you. I need to check, move, block, check, move on. You get what I'm saying? Né? But you're on my contact list and you always come to me for help. You get
yeah,
what I mean?
But...
Hold on, wait. Posting memes. I was posting those memes myself.
Yeah, you were.
I mean, let's rock.
Mm.
Right? We supply the internet with content. Dope. Right? We get it. But I'm saying, like, in my contact list, post a meme or whatever reason, move. Now when you say, hey, this brute thinks knows a lot, for instance.
Now you're talking shit.
You understand? You are talking shit and you're in my contact list, but you ended up with my number because you came to me for help. You get what I'm saying? Especially these musicians wanna be. You get what I'm saying? And then I just feel like... It's okay, everybody has a right to comment. I put a lot of people in the same position that I was this week, and I take the L or whatever it is that you want.
It's not an L, bro. There's no L. There's no L. You didn't take no L. Don't put those internet trolls in your head. They don't exist. They're not real. They're not real, bro. Don't live on the internet. It's not a real place. I promise you, it is not a real place. Moving on. Wait.
Are you okay?
I
feel like you've got it off your chest.
Huh?
You're fine now.
Yeah.
I'm calm. Okay, guys. So for today's origins, I want to ask you, which females in the industry, whether they're a manager or a road manager or they do PR, do you guys respect and why? And what do you feel like they're doing that's different to other male managers that works for them? So, yeah. I'll start here, Tuff.
I think that there's probably a few you can mention more than I do. I'll mention like the ones that are like in my face that I really know. You know, probably Cubes. Porian, Gabza rather.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she's with Locke. She does a lot. We were with Dimple the other day when he showed with MJ.
Okay.
Yeah, she's also very dope. So she manages MJ, AQ. And stuff like that. They had a really amazing event. So she's behind such stuff. You know, these the likes of the Reba Shai. So spoken about them before. You know, Papi Shai, she manages DJ Checho. I think they're doing really amazing work, you know. And the industry does know. We're well aware of the things that they do. You know, we've had... There's also, like, proper establishments that are, like, ran by, like, women.
Who
that contribute behind these things. Like, you know, Amp Studios, when they host, like, seminars and stuff like that. There's women on those things. And this Business Music Expo, there's also big women behind it. I know Gift is, like, at the forefront of it, but there's, like, a lot of women that are still behind it on the panel and stuff like that. I just missed the previous one. I know this one happening this Thursday, which I want to go to. There's going to be a lot of females on that thing that are, like, A&Rs and stuff like that. That are still driving this culture forward. There's a lot of females I can mention, but not at the top of my head, you know?
And Yusufi, so who do you respect in the game that's a female that's pushing the artists?
It will have to be Thule.
Number one.
That's my piano direct.
Well, Cubes.
Yeah. It will have to be Thule because she understands what being an artist manager is. Number one, she's she I think she always put the artist first. And that's one of the first rules. And she's not out here trying to be a celebrity, a celebrity manager. It's just that it ends up finding you when you do as great as she's doing. You see, so it will have to be Thuli for me.
What about Sitle's manager?
Who's
Sitle's manager? Is it Sitle Sitle? I think you know her manager. Is it a guy? It's a lady, I think. Because we spoke about her this weekend. And I was like, I want to book her, whatever, whatever. Sitle, man. You know what I mean, Sitle? Emo. Emo.
Oh, no, it's a brew. It's a brew that manages him.
Oh, it's a brew?
Yeah, it's a brew.
Oh, okay.
It's a brew. I might be wrong, but it's a brew managing him. So I think girls, bro, like for me, women, it has to be Thuli, dog. Thuli is one of the most successful female managers on Amapiano that I know.
Mm.
Yeah, she's doing very well with Amapiano. She's got her money right. She lives in a big house. She drives the nicest cars. Like she definitely made money out of being an artist manager, and it worked for her.
What do you feel like she does differently to other male managers that you feel like is making her win? Like, what's different about her, and maybe how females manage?
I think with Thuli, it's like when you were born to do something. She does a lot of moves, and I don't think she has to make a lot of effort for it because it's the only thing I think I know. The only thing she wakes up in the morning and think about is like, okay, what's my next move for this artist? What's my next move with that artist? Like, she's always...
Or planning.
Yes. She. Bro, even when you I remember we're doing we went to the event, Symphonic.
She was there.
And she was busy on her laptop, and it's happening here, yes, but she's busy here. You understand? And she was busy, if I remember correctly, answering to someone in the UK or whatever. Like, bro, but you see, what's going on here? But you still managed to do office here. So I think she's very much focused. I know she parties, but I think she times her. She's just timing to party.
She's focused. She's
organized. I don't remember seeing her like party like nobody's business when she was with Pori or when she was with Kabza on them. But I seen her party when she goes out with probably people that she's not managing.
What about Manolo, Bobby Cooper's manager? I think she's done a pretty good job. I mean, it's overlooked. People don't really give her that much respect, but I love her. I think she's amazing. I think she's done well. You know, they've got a team, proper team that they manage. I mean, the dancers, Barbie as a brand, the whole team is just intact, man.
She
push got
PR
the merch thing going, yeah?
They should do PR for her as well, like everything.
I think pretty much everything, bro. As much as it seems like Barbie's just her own boss, but I feel like Manolo, you know, plays a very important role in her life. Yeah. But also, I want to ask you, Monaco, like, when you go to events, right?
Yeah.
Which ones do you think are more professional? Like the ones that are like managed by like females or males? Like especially in terms of like stage where they like manage the crowd on stage, like riders and just everything in general. Which ones do you think are properly managed?
To be honest, now I'm not really in tune with who the managers of these events are. But like, for example, I recently went to an event that was by females because it was makeup and all of that stuff. And dude, it was beautiful. I think women have great taste. I think when it comes to decor, when it comes to that stuff, we're going to kill it. And I think we think of the things that maybe you guys wouldn't think of. Like maybe you're at an event, you need a rider. If it's a man, sometimes they'll be like, yo, dude, like, it's tough. Maybe the riders are finished. You can be like, okay, but it's fine. But if it's a female, like, if I'm like, no, I want my rider, she's going to give it to me. Like, she will give it to me now. So I just think there's like a level of emotional intelligence, seriousness with girls than with guys. Yeah. But also the thing is like, that's just for me, but I don't really meet the managers of events, to be honest. But I'll just make an example. Even like with, I don't know, it's weird because sometimes they say guys are better managers than girls because I know when I was speaking to, for example, like when Henry, they work with Z and he was like, dude, to work with girls is a lot harder. For example, like when you're managing the girls.
But when
you manage a guy, it's easier. So I don't know, like, there's just differences between us. I don't know how we are.
Yeah, he's always complaining about it as well.
Girls are just...
He's giving me his reasons about managing females.
So I don't know how the females manage the guys. I don't know how they do it, but they're killing it. So.
I think it's like you were saying, women, it's not easy to manage women, number one, especially if umchita. It's not easy. And also, it's not easy from woman to woman again. Because we know, bro, women don't like each other. Come on, we know that.
Okay.
It's out there. It's public knowledge. Right? So I think from woman to manage another female, Sometimes you get it right, sometimes you actually don't get it right. It ends up so horrible. So it gets easier when it's opposite sex, but difficult when it's now a man managing a woman because, hey, bro, it gets difficult. Like, okay, let's just, it's not easy to manage female artists. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah,
there's a lot of emotions involved. There's a lot of things that you need to consider, whether you're sending the female to a studio session with Bruce and you're not going to be there. You don't know what the outcome will be, if someone will sexually harass her.
There's a lot.
Like, there's just a lot, right? And they just expect you to be a father if you're a manager. They expect you to be a father more than a manager. Am I making sense? Okay. They expect you to be a father more than a manager, and the entitlement is just on another level.
It's different.
Like, they end up just looking at what you're doing and what you say, and there's never time to look at themselves in the mirror and say, what am I doing to help? Or what am I doing to hold my own brain back?
So maybe that's why, like, with the girls, maybe they're doing well with Gabza Pori and, you know, Papi Kupa, because it's the thing. I don't know what they're doing, right? But they're doing something. Maybe the opposite sex, it works. Maybe when a woman is managing the male.
Yeah, it's not easy. But bottom line, it's not easy to work or to manage a female artist. Whether you're a man, you're just going to be managed by a female. It's never going to be easy. Energies will always clash, though, for some
reason. Are you not going to give props to Mahu's manager? Her sister. You don't think she's doing a good job?
She is doing a good job. She is doing a good job, but I've been around both of them. It helps. The fact that they're sisters, it helps. But that little thing, Yokuti, I actually wanted to be better than you, is still there.
Who's trying to be better than who?
No. I'm just saying, women always, come on.
Oh, you think there's competition?
Women are always competing.
But I think men also compete. You guys also
Women are always competing. Didn't she got fired because she wanted to drop her own music? What was the artist saying? You can't. You get what I'm saying? Because if you were okay with your sister being famous, you could have just said, okay, let's find someone to manage us both. But you can't be my manager. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know, man. Mahu is doing very well. I'm not sure if this is not Kolo's mindset, because I know that Mahu has more power compared to Nokolo in terms of what's going to happen now. Mahu's still the boss.
She's a boss of her own career.
Yeah, she's a boss.
Crazy.
Okay, but shout out to the female managers. You guys are pushing. We see you. We recognize you. Off the top of my head, guys, what for you guys do you feel like is the best piano song that's been released this year? Truly speaking.
Hey, bro, that's a tricky question, man. To be honest with you,
this has been a slow year.
This year has not been much happening, man.
I don't know for haters, but I don't think this is like, it's been such a slow start, man. We're almost in April.
There's been a couple of good songs.
Okay, what's your top three?
I mean, my current favorite. I played it for him on Friday when he came to my house. This one that's coming by Gabza and Zuma. Mtando Zagamot. I think that's a
banger. It's a dope song, but I feel like for you it's just a personal favorite. You have a thing for, like, he really loves Amaroto. No, Amaroto. He loves Amaroto. That's not even Speaker.
But that's a good song, bro.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's your personal. Because he played it for me twice at his place, and I was like, it's a dope song. Nobody's expecting that collabo, and it's a dope song. I'm not saying it's not nice. I'm saying I wouldn't say it's the best song to ever come out this year. I don't think we have one.
What do you like?
But so I would say Kelvin Momo, Sinom Solo, Mahu, Musical Chef, and then Kelvin Momo, Tattoo Heart.
Mm-hmm. Which one, Vulani?
Yeah,
that's from last year. That's from. Is it not from Ntsako? It's from Ntsako.
Is it from last year?
It's from Ntsako. Yeah. It's from Ntsako.
But it went. What song dropped from this year, guys? No, man. But that's it dropped in December. Okay, come
so it's
on.
For this year. Okay.
Yeah, so it dropped in December. So it's fair enough to say it's for this year. So yeah, I would go with those two songs from Mahu. I mean, from Kelvin Momo. Yeah.
Hey, man, I was expecting like a lot of hits from Tukolo, bro. By Sean Music. The album. I don't know, bro. I don't know what's happening with that album. And I keep saying, why is it not charting?
Is it marketing or do you feel...
Maybe it's marketing, bro. I don't know why people are not driving towards that album. It's good, bro. Man, it features everyone. Almost everyone in this industry. And I still don't understand how he got all these features. I'm going to say them again. Tracy, Makanji, Amos, Tato Hati, Cowboy, Dali Wonga, you know, Mahu, bro. Nkosazana's on this album. Everyone is on here. We'll push in. But we don't have a song that's like, it is in the top 10.
His album.
Come on, bro. It's a 21-track project. 21 songs.
It's been out
for a minute.
You see, by the names you mentioned there, I'll tell you why he's struggling to make one of those songs famous. Artists are okay with coming to your studio and record the music and leave. When it's time for you to get them involved when it comes to PR now, like get them reposting, shoot music videos, do that. They are never available. And especially if it's a collaboration, sometimes this one is available, that one is not. That one is available, that one is not. You see what I'm saying? So you'll do a beautiful song with and a beautiful collab, and then when now you guys wanna push it, and then that one is busy with that. And at the end of the day, he needs these people to like sort of repost these things or make videos of it, of the songs or whatever. It's exactly because of that. I promise you, I'm not even telling you lies.
But man, come on, is it really a matter of big artists not promoting the things for them, or is it just them not doing enough? I mean, if I have Pori on a song, it's already gold. It should be gold as it is. He has Pori on the album.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you still need Pori to post about it. So if Pori doesn't, you still need Pori to acknowledge the collaboration. You understand?
Oh, okay. Because so it's not a win for you if he's just on your
song. No, he can be on your song, but if he doesn't acknowledge.
No.
He doesn't acknowledge, would you actually acknowledge this song? It's my song. I'm part of this song. It won't go anywhere. Because remember, these people are fans of Pori. And when I did a song with Pori. So we will sit and wait for Pori to tell us he dropped a song with Tak.
And then the masses follow.
Exactly.
Okay.
Cool.
It's usually because of that. It's never easy to get. You might get it right, the studio camp or whatever, get whoever on a song, get a dope collab, get a dope song. And now when it's time to put them together to push, they're just not there for it, man. So there's no unity when songs drop. For some reason, unity just like this one goes that way, this one goes that way, and say, hey, let me watch where the song's going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think for me, my favorite song is Jealousy, man. That's my song, man. Like,
it's a beautiful song, but I'm struggling with the same thing.
Yeah, like,
I'm struggling with the same thing.
Imagine. Sino's like my best friend.
Yeah.
So just to give you context.
Yeah.
Sino's like my best friend. We'll talk about anything, shit, anytime. We'll take my call. The minute it's like, yo, bro, can you shoot content for this? Or we plan to shoot a music video. Please talk to Monday about the music video. Yeah, and so Teta and I doesn't talk to Monday. Because I'm always with me. Every day. You get what I'm saying? Shoot something, mama's answer. Yes, I'm a fit source. You see what I'm saying? Let's do this. Oh, okay. No communication probably. Only when you talk about the song. Communication just breaks. And then when you talk about something else, communication is definitely live. We're back. You get what I'm saying? So imagine if I'm struggling with people I'm really close with to get them to push content. Imagine you just did a feature with Daluonga. You're not even friends. He just said he loves your production. You did a feature with Emo. You're not even friends. Imagine if I'm struggling and I'm close to them like this. So.
Yeah.
Oh, I get
you. Do you feel like artists just feel like pushing their music is like a bit like, it's like ghetto. It's like beneath you, basically, because you're so big and you are a superstar. Now I must still push. Like, why can't the music just speak for itself?
You think pride gets to them?
I'm asking, do you think it's pride? Because I think some artists do it well. I mean, Casper's not a piano, but with his song, oh, Hosh Karamayim, that guy was pushing to TikTok one way, every day. And I was like, that's so smart, dude. Like, if you don't love your song, no one else will love it. So I feel like,
EQ does it well. He's one of the people that...
EQ also pushes his songs.
Yeah,
yes.
He does it well. He forces you.
Even as a new one.
If there's something anyone can take from Cass, dog, there's nothing that you'll say that will get to Cass, bro. Mm. Like, absolutely nothing you'll say that will get to Cass. Like, nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you can say he's not talented. You can say whatever you want to say. He just doesn't give a fuck because... At the end of the day, bro, this guy, he's got money. He's fine. He made money with the music and a couple of businesses, and he's doing well. And he knows that you are probably talking shit. Usebenzisa iWi-Fi your neighbor. You get what I'm saying?
It goes back to what I was saying to you earlier.
So if there's someone I respect, it's Cass, dog, when it comes to media, dog. He knows, bro, you can literally say something and say, yeah, bro, when I get to this nigga, he wakes up in the morning and take the same thing that you took that you thought is going to hurt him. He takes the same thing that you took that's going to hurt him and use it to his advantage all the time. All the time. So I don't know if, I think it's from that era of artists, or it's just this one, they're not prepared enough. I don't know, but bro, Cass, that you can say anything now. He won't even respond.
He won't.
He responds when he knows you and I know each other like that, and you're about manjong trail, I'm a simp. You understand what I'm saying? Like if a Prince KB would say something to him on the internet, it's gonna be, but dude, you could have told me that. So the fact that you didn't tell me face to face, that means that let's go fight there then. You get what I'm saying? So he would have issues with you, but fans, comments, bro, podcast, bro, nigga don't give a fuck, dog. He understands that when you're a celebrity, you signed your life away. He knows he signed his life away. Everything he does outside his home, it's our business. If he posts about it, he gave it to us. We have a right to opinion.
I want you to save this for later. Okay. This is gonna come in clutch later.
But okay.
Yeah. Please, and you don't speak about this again. I'm serious. This is coming in later.
Okay, but going to artists not pushing their music, bro.
Yes.
Sometimes I feel like it just boils down to talent, bro. Like somebody like Zuma, he doesn't do much PR, but his songs kill it. They're always top. You know, look at Same Deep. He doesn't do much PR.
I know. Next thing you're going to say Momo.
No. I'm not going to mention. Momo's part of the big five.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
But look at Same Deep, for example.
Yeah.
His music's just good. You love Same Deep all of a sudden?
Yeah, Shema online. Except, well, that sounds so live, bro.
It's Zuma, there. How was really? How was you? How did you?
Yeah, I'm just a big fan of Zuma. And I love the fact. We have Tandan. Tandan's thoughts. So Zuma has that Kasi. He's busy trying to learn Zulu. So Zuma is like one of these guys.
Bro, how was your interaction with him deep? I've never met him. I didn't meet him.
I was just at the club and he was playing and I was just observing him. I was like, he's so cool. Like, what's like a swag, man? Like, he just knows his shit, dog. I'm not someone who... He's just yourself, dog. Like, he's lit.
He's
like,
just him. Like,
yeah, he's him. I was like, I'm mad.
Is he too hood or is he... Bro, what do you think we need to do, Tahi?
Wait. Is he too hood or what?
Is he too hood?
Yeah.
No.
He's like, cool.
Dude, he's a cool guy.
Would you give him?
Jesus, no. Oh my God. I'm married.
You wouldn't give him?
Guys, I would never date anyone in this industry. It's never going to happen.
No, but I feel like with him, it'd be private, bro. It'd be private.
No, I don't want to have sex with anyone in this industry.
Okay, dope. Sorry, my kids, did you say?
I wanted to ask, man. I wanted to ask because we're missing a lot of names that we could potentially talk about and actually change in terms of artists' production in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a piano. We're missing a lot of names because... I think everybody, like even the blogs, like your Freshman Mags, your Kokota Africa, they always focus on those big ones. You understand? And the news we get is from the big people.
Yes.
Right? What can we do for us to just focus on like your Same Deeps, your Sfarzo T's?
Hey, Sfarzo's killing it, bro.
Your Sfarzo T's, like names that we are not talking about, your Soul Matrix. You get what I'm saying? Stack Hev. Shino Kikai. I put him on Shino Kikai. And Shino Kikai is the shit.
Sean the Stylist.
Sean the Stylist.
He's dope, man.
I actually met Sean the Stylist in Bloemfontein. We were having lunch and they pull ups and we're having a chat. And it's like, you guys, there's a lot of names that you guys could speak about. And I gave him my honest opinion when I see his brand. I'm like, yo, bro, when I see you, I don't see... South Africa loves making people. South Africa loves being part of building your brand.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? They love being part of Nangumuntu Esuka Alexandra, Agana Nix, and then manje lo muntu somthatha simbeke le.
Mabaqeda bathi, bagethe.
Mabaqeda mapapa, sifuna ukuba namandla ukuthi siphile sikwenzeni, sikubuyise.
Yes, Southaba.
You get what I'm saying? So for someone like Sean, he looks like a financially stable guy.
No, but he preaches that, bro.
You get, and then I see videos of him. He pass like it. 1K. You understand? Yeah. So I look up to him when I want to see, what's the next car to buy? what is the drip now? Mm. Not my kind of drip, but he's always wearing like proper stuff. You understand? You look for him for that kind of motivation. So I never saw him as a musician for me personally. And I told him face to face, and I'm sure it hurt him. You understand? I said, bro, when I see you, I see a rich nigga. That's what I see. Mm. But this, and he contributes a lot in the music industry in his own way. He's a dope DJ. Yeah. So how can we get to a place where we get enough information about these ones? Like, I wish I could sit here for a month and not talk about...
No, but Mafitoto, that's always been our wish.
The well-known guys.
And the thing is, we do, ne? We do talk about them. Whenever there's new releases, whenever they featured on whatever, we speak about them. And in all honesty, I didn't want to speak about this. Neville mentioned it last week as we're driving. He was like, you mentioned some guy. And since you mentioned him, things changed for him. He's been in a lot of studios because the big guys watch the podcast, right? And they're always seeking for new talent. Like, obviously, people rust. So they're looking for the new guys to bring in and work with. So luckily, they found that guy. And that guy has now been in a lot of camps. Okay. So whenever we mention these names that people are not aware of, things sort of do change for them, but we never come back and be like, yo, things are changing for Spanban.
Mm.
Or someone will just send me a DM and be like, yo, bro, thank you so much for this is happening now.
Yeah.
You understand? But I'll never come in and preach about it, but I know I helped you in a way.
Yes,
we do it.
Yeah, but we do, like we do, there's lifestyle.
But at the end of the day, bro, this is entertainment. We're in the entertainment business.
Mm.
Big names will always sell more. You understand? That's why they will always be included. We want the juicy stuff. We want to move with the times.
Also, just to add, the big people are doing things every day. They have lives that are interesting to watch. People who are still on the come up, sometimes they don't post. They don't feel the need to. They're not like active, and we are in a social media age. So I feel like if you're not willing
but
to do that stuff.
But we're not saying them release your sex tape. We're not saying
no,
do dumb shit.
So what
are you talking about?
But do some...
That's not what we're saying. We're not
but
saying
you
dumb
that's
shit.
That's not what we're saying. But yeah. It's like, do something. Do people in this day and age want to see your personality? You can see, for example, Udije Zintle. Look at her now. People see her personality. She talks now. She's doing those things. And I was like, that's so smart. Like, you're just moving with the times. Because you can be the celebrity and no one knows you.
Mm.
Or you can get with the times. And now she's a relatable celebrity. People like her even more.
You know?
So even if you're on the come up, I feel like show people your personality. Show them what you do outside of music and what you do
in
music.
Yeah, but also, Malaka, it comfortability counts, bro. Like, what phone you use, the quality, your background,
Maniga.
Yeah, I know, but not everybody's as confident to just come forward and be like, take me as I am.
Yeah.
Without the Nike.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
But be confident enough to do it.
Yeah,
respect
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I wish I had advice for them, man. Because, bro, at the end of the day, these are the people that, like, they're making the dopest music ever, dog. The dopest summer piano ever. It's from them. And then they get outshined because they collaborated with the big guys and stuff like that. So I think I'm going to make it my mission from now on to 100% focus on them.
Release the music then.
Let's drop.
They're not dropping. Drop the music.
They must
drop the music. Maybe you will just keep dropping, bro.
Yeah,
just in a month, drop like 4 songs. Just keep
just
dropping, bro.
You don't need a big name all the time.
Do you understand? You never know, it might happen to you. Drake said it.
You never know.
Yeah. Also, we couldn't address this last week because of a lot was going on. But Yolanda passed away, man. We just want to say condolences to her and her family and to her fans. I mean, it's a tough one.
Yeah, amen. I asked Lerato. Lerato is the guy that manages her.
Mm.
Lerato is Piano for Africa. This.
Oh, for real?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. The same guy that's gonna do his talent search in Israel.
Oh, okay, the one you're piano, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So I asked him, but she's been sick probably for over 2 months already.
But she's young.
She's been sick for over 2 months. I don't know, man. I don't want to sit here and say, oh, I knew you, see. I knew her in the internet, man.
Okay.
Yeah, but so I have nothing to say about her, but I know her vocals and vocals ability, songwriting. She was dope at that. To the family, man. Ish.
It's tough.
It's really tough.
Yeah? You have anything really to
tough.
Say?
I mean, Murder Service was last week. It's last week,
probably
Thursday,
Last
week, Thursday, and then was it last week, Thursday or Friday? Right. But
was it Friday? Okay.
Yeah, they're going to have the funeral is going to be in the Eastern Cape, or probably was yesterday, Saturday, I'm guessing. I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, man.
But
I didn't get to know her personally. But yeah. I had respect for her music.
Okay. Sure. Condolences. We just wanted to bring that up. But let's move on to beat breaks. So do you want to beat break one of her songs?
Bro, I've been fucking with this kid, man.
Which and one? I've been saying it in my lives, man. Darose. Is it Darose or La Rose?
I think it's Darose.
Is it Darose?
Darose. I heard him on this new song that's making waves.
It's Darose. Please check for me. I really want.
It's Darose.
Darose.
Yeah.
What does he do?
It's a girl.
Okay.
Is it a girl?
She's a girl. She's a girl.
Okay.
Continue.
I checked out, bro. I've been stalking her music. She's giving me old days of house music. Do you remember who was it for me? No, she's giving me that girl's energy. I don't remember who is that vocalist.
Okay.
What do you see? Don't believe what they say. She's giving me that tone of that artist. I don't remember her name. The song is beautiful. It's with Swazuti. It's called Hello. There's a line I like that. Exami achola, achola. And how Swazuti did the beat. I always tell the producers, there's a secret on the songs that win.
What is the secret?
When you make your log drum sing with the vocals, you will win.
So when they're in sync, it's...
Exactly. Like, make sure that hankatima sound, hankatima the vocals.
Yeah,
I can jam to the song and the lyric and the log drum without your vocals. Mm. So when the vocals come, it's just a big addition. It's the same thing with the song Ya Master Kev with the gospel one.
Which one?
SMP, Master Kev. Yeah, but he makes the log drum sing with the in sync with the vocals. So you can actually kill the vocals.
Actually, you're right. Yes, I'm hearing.
Right, you can hear it.
But you get what I'm saying? You can actually kill the
vocals. Did you pull his website?
Yeah, I did.
Dope.
What are you going to do?
Nothing, bro.
Okay.
Oh, look, I'm here.
Oh.
Guys, it's too soon. Yes, too soon.
I know. Now I'm getting used to even the network. They're rocking me.
They're rocking you, dude.
They must just remember. All I'm saying is you must just remember. You must just remember. Because me, I'm that guy who let you run with shit.
So wait.
When it's exciting. No. I'm going to talk. When it's exciting, I'm going to let you guys deal with it. Have fun with it. Because when Kumbuza said, go dala. Like when you forgot about it, you moved on and bring it back.
Okay, cool.
That's when my payback is coming.
Okay, my love.
Yeah, but yeah, that song does that for me. He made the log drum sing in sync. I mean, with
the vocals.
With the vocals, the melody. So basically, the log drum has melody of its own.
Mm. Oh. So you vibe with that and you end up vibing
with
the
music. Yes, even without the vocals, you'll jam to the beat. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? The vocals just add like super juice and her tone there, man. It's on another level. You should check it out. It's called Hello. I think it dropped 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it did well.
Yeah.
Good numbers.
Is it doing well now?
Yeah, it did well. I saw it on the charts.
Yeah. Well, it's Varsity and Darose. Yo, I'm jamming to that song like nobody's business. She's probably now this year I'm looking at her. Darose, and I'm looking at
Say it, I knew it. I was like, dog, I want to break down the lyrics of Ekaya. Like, can you please just translate for me so that I want to do it on the show, on a beat break, whatever. And she shot me with a bomb, dog.
So she read it?
Or I don't know if she read it or not, but she just ignored my DM. I don't know if you saw it. It's been requests and stuff, but I was so hurt. I was like, wow, okay.
Please, dog. Answer his DM.
But on the road, I thought she was on Freshman Mag. She did a live session there. And her Instagram profile is so clean, bro. It looks clean. Proper. She looks like, you see, bro, as well.
This
She's got the superstar energy. She's a superstar energy. Who does she remind me of there? Looks wise, man. Like
Scaife, honestly.
How she's stinging her brand.
Shekinah. I'm seeing Shekinah there. A bit. I don't know.
Page is quite clean.
It's a mixture, man. I'm seeing Shekinah. I'm seeing Msake. I mean, I'm seeing Amifago.
No, not Msake. No,
I'm seeing Amifago in terms of how she carries herself as an artist.
Who does she remind you of?
No, she looks like herself, dude. She does not remind me of anyone.
For real?
But you're saying it's giving Msake for you?
Yeah, no, in terms of how she carries herself as a musician.
Like energy aura.
Yeah, like energy aura, confidence.
Okay.
It's something. I'm dope. Like, I can do this.
Okay.
Yeah, she's giving me.
Shout out to her. Then we must. I really want
to
see how
she really knows how to play with camera, and that's very important.
Okay. You done checking?
Dope.
All right, guys. Also, last week, we really wanted to discuss this as well, but yeah, shit was happening. But guys, did you see that statement here, Death of Amapian? Who posted it? Was it Angelic, ne?
No, what do you
mean? Who posted it? Angelic responded.
No, it was Tools.
Tools posted it. I'm going to read it again because I actually want us to discuss it. I think I sent it to Dudu. Just wait.
Okay.
That thing is deep, bro.
Tools.
All right, guys, it's shy. It's gone. Hey, man. I have to go find it on the social.
You still looking for it?
Yeah, I'm gonna find it.
But what do you think about did you see that AI video of Pori and him and Dappy?
Yeah, I saw it.
What do you think of AI?
Is that gonna be the music video
I don't think so. Nah, they were just playing around with AI. Mm-hmm. What do you think of it?
Dude, I think it's just fine.
Yeah, I love the whole doctor thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love that concept.
But how do you
it shows that now they're getting to there's creativity there. I don't know what is that song about, but there's creativity.
But how do you think AI is going to affect WBM? Do you think we are going to have a positive or a negative impact?
I mean, we're going to have to move with times, man.
You think we're going to have to move with the times?
We're going to have to move with the times.
I mean, what the fuck?
Hey, man. I
remember it. But basically, he was saying, in essence, that...
What?
The death of Amapiano statement.
You couldn't find it?
Yes. Please find it.
Yeah,
I wanted to read it.
I'll find it.
But in essence, he was basically saying that it feels like the reason why other artists are getting booked in other genres more than piano artists is because we don't have good work ethic. People coming late, people are getting overbooked, and it's very, very unprofessional.
Mm.
And then obviously Angelic responded and he was saying that, dude, piano's not dead. But I don't think he understood what he was saying. He's not saying piano's dead. That's a joke. It'll never die. But I feel like I personally understood what Tools was saying with regards to the artists are just not professional. Like, people coming late to gigs. And you ask yourself why other people are getting booked overused. Because something as simple as time is important. What do you think?
I get where he's coming from. I actually called Jelik because I wanted to understand what was his understanding of
the
that
response.
Statement. Mm. Yeah, but then he was busy with something, so he was going to call it. But cool. It's not the first time we say this. I think I also said it a couple of times.
I think we've mentioned it before. I'm
coming across things now that I said way back, long time ago, and people are now saying it like 2-3 months later. Mm. But that's fine. Bro, like some Amapiano artists are disrespectful to promoters. That's why it's very important that there's contracts in place. They don't show up to gigs on time. Mabe fika nje umuntu esehle ebhasini if I ride I am boy.
Who was that?
That's managers.
What did you say in Zulu?
If I ride I am.
That sounds like Cetrillo. But it's fine.
Nah.
That sounded like, I'm not saying it's him, it sounded like him.
Okay. Yeah, like you will arrive at the gig late and you're already making that promoter work on plan B or C, but the first thing you want is your rider. You're not even worried, okay, let me cover time, put this guy on stage. When this guy's performing, I'm going to have my rider back here when he's done. And then... Exactly, performance don't matter. The fact that you arrived later don't matter. Like, we need to find balance to have that we respect promoters, and the promoters need to also respect the managers and the artists. Like, the same way, it's business at the end of the day.
It is business.
So can we stick to contracts and remember, just know the contract you sign, what's there? Because you're going to have power as a manager or as the event promoter when you remember what's on the contract. All the time.
So to say, like, if you're late for this event, you must release a statement, for example.
No, because he needs to release a statement. And
yeah, apologize.
Because sometimes some artists will refuse to do videos.
Mm.
When they're the ones that failed to arrive on time to the event, or you understand? And the best way to go about it is release a statement. Or ask the artist to do the video. You, the manager, need to ask the artist to do the video. But it's late because of 1, 2, 3, but okay, we'll come back next week or whatever it is. But they just say, okay, we'll refund you. And some of them don't even refund. And then the promoter's on its own. I'm not saying every promoter out there is a good promoter. Some promoters seriously are full of shit. Like, some promoters really deserve it. You understand what I'm saying? But it is in the same note, some artists really deserve it.
But why is it in piano specifically? Because that's the thing, and it's not the first time. Like, why is it just piano with it? Like,
I said it a couple of times. Is that I'm a piano. I think I'm a piano. It's a gift from the ancestors and God. It's a gift.
Okay.
We were not ready for it. I don't think many artists that are big on amapiano were ever ready for it.
Ready to be as big?
It's as big.
You feel like it was too quick?
Yeah, it happened very fast. Like, so there was no really time to put things in place. We needed the sound to grow. That was our main focus. We needed to kill it. There was no time to put stuff in place, like, okay.
Professionalism.
And there was and we didn't have the good number of artist managers to hire. Mm. Or if they were there, they were not exposed. Mm. You had to come back. If you wanted to have a dope management, you need to go back and work with old managers, like people who managed the Afropop back in the days, the hip hop and stuff like that. Only then, all managers were focused on that. But when Mapiano started with his own set of managers, which is my cousin, which is my bro, my best friend. You get what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things that get mixed
up in the process. So I saw this article, né? It was posted on Slicker on Live, right? You know, Slicker is mostly hip hop. So there's this journalist that wrote that what amapiano can learn from South African hip hop, and then basically said professionalism, right?
Okay.
And there's like steps to it. I'll break it down now. But I feel with hip hop, it takes time for you to grow as an artist. And I don't think there's been a hip-hop artist in South Africa that stomached as much gigs as Chubbs has had in a night. I don't think so. I don't think Casper has gigged as Chubbs did in a night. I don't think so. I don't think they did. So obviously, when you have so much on your plate, you're bound to make mistakes.
But that's why they
didn't
make.
That's why they didn't make as many mistakes in hip-hop, because there was so much to eat, but only so much. Not as much as piano. You understand what I'm saying?
But learn to say no.
Yeah, but obviously it goes with greed. It's like, and you get there, there's an artist performing, and they're like, just 15 more minutes. You know, and that 15 minutes is going to cost you. But yeah, so I'm just going to go through the steps now of this article I found. It was written by Andile Matovela. So he's a journalist, and he writes, he's a co-founder of Skipper, skipani.com. I don't know if you know Skipani.
Okay.
Right? Firstly, he said, treat yourself like a brand. Right? That's the first one. The second one is get a real manager, not your friend or cousin. That's a common one. Thirdly is content is king. Document everything, right? The fourth one is the importance of PR and media presence. The fifth one is speak the language of corporate South Africa. Speak the language of corporate South Africa. Come on, I'm being honest from the hood though, you know.
But is it not a way? You can still appeal, without losing the essence.
Yeah, but we shouldn't lose the core, man. I feel like going to the boardroom and speak, not just thoughts, but be yourself.
Yeah,
don't try to be an Andrew Tate.
No, I'm with you. I think there's nothing wrong with that.
Do you understand?
There's a way about it.
And then I think, yeah, that's pretty much it. That's the last one is speak the language of a corporate South African. Right? South Africa. Speak the language of the corporate South Africa. That's the last one. Those are the five tips.
Yeah, remember, with hip-hop also, as much as even if you're upping in vernacular, like, dude, hip-hop is English, dog. You're speaking English, so you know, whereas a lot of the, you know, piano people are from the hood, but like some people are from the hood. Yes, they can speak English. I'm not saying they can't. But obviously, like, the way we articulate things are going to be different. So I just feel like maybe that's what they feel like. You must be corporate.
Bro, if I'm called into a boardroom as Brian.
Who's Brian?
No, I'm just making an example. A Brian from let's say, Easterist. And I speak that deep colored, you know, my English is mixed with a bit of Afrikaans. And I'm called into a boardroom because I am doing well.
Yes.
I'm not going to get there and want to sound like Monaka.
Yes, I agree.
I shouldn't get there and want to sound like, I'm like, I must sound like myself, but just be professional, but be yourself still.
Yes.
There's no need for me to be pulling up in a tuxedo and do you understand? There's no need for that.
They must take it for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
take me as, do you understand? Yeah. But I get you though.
But do you think that they're unprofessional, the industry?
Not entirely, bro. We try, man.
So, Tool's statement, do you feel like, he got it wrong?
Nah, he is right to an extent. Yeah. It's good, though. But it's just, it was just a wake-up call. It was necessary for that.
For people to understand.
Yeah,
that,
it was a wake-up call, yeah.
You're messing up.
You're messing up. Like, be on the right track. Keep your shit tight, you know. Do the right things.
Mm.
We still have a long way to go.
We do. But okay, guys. Now, time for the big debate.
We there already?
Yeah. We are moving. Yeah, we're moving. I know we're not used to this, but yeah.
What guys, do you mean we're not used to this?
Because we always dwell, you guys always dwell on things. Yo, dude. But guys, we have to hurry up. Flight's catch.
Oh, oh, yeah, sorry. Malaka's rushing us actually because she's going to Mexico. She's going to Mexico. She's got a bigger suitcase here. Can I pull it?
No, you can't. She's going to Mexico. Don't tell them about the brand. No one can know yet. I thought you were going to say something. Okay, let's move on, guys.
I don't even know the brand.
Perfect. Guys, so for today's big debate, I want to ask them a question that Sfiso actually inspired me because I was bringing it up. You got into the topic. Do you guys feel like the South African industry is very sensitive, the entertainment industry? Are we too sensitive or are our feelings valid from an artist's point of view? When there's media channels and they're reporting on everything good and bad, is it fair? Like, we don't have paparazzi, but those are our media channels. That is the paparazzi. So are we too sensitive in this industry? And I'm sure you can use last week as an example as well, as a case study.
Definitely. So perfect, bro.
You can use that as a... Last week, it's a case study.
Do you think it's sensitive or not? Do you think we're too sensitive?
I think... I think we're just broken people as black people, man.
Oh God, okay. This got so deep. Okay, so...
Like, generally, as black people, we're just broken people. We have so many traumas separately. I don't know, man. I think...
Keep the shades on, man. Keep it professional.
Yeah, you can keep the shades on, man. You can pull a mateko, but... I mean, no, man. I have mixed emotions or feelings. Start the right English even.
So, Mafitsutsu, wait. I don't want you to dwell too much on this. Are we too emotional? What was it?
Yeah, are we too sensitive?
Are we too sensitive or not?
Wait. Is that what you're saying? Can I add to your point? I think that's what you're trying to say. So you say black people, we're broken, right? So do you feel like, for example, if there are media channels that are talking about the good and the bad about you, you take it personally.
You take it personally.
Because you're black. Instead of understanding that Oksala, it's worse.
Yes, like, Oksala. No, instead of understanding that Oksala, I chose this life. I made a choice. And then now you in a place, you got what you chose, but you still feel like everything that happens there should happen or would happen your way.
Mm.
Like you just want to wake up in the morning, you're training for being beautiful. Mm. When I wake up in the morning, you're training for being dope. As if when ourselves also as good to when sometimes you can be rude to your own family.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? Sometimes you don't even treat your friends right, but you don't want that information out because we are so obsessed of, we just want to be accepted. We just want people to know that we're good people, we dope. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
But now being famous doesn't come with that, with the fame only. It comes with, if you post your boyfriend, it becomes our business. It's entertainment.
Yes.
Right? If whatever you post on the internet becomes ours, that's why we feel like we're so close to all these celebrities and we feel like we know them because of how much they share. Mm. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
What do you think?
They're sharing so much.
Yeah, sorry.
They're sharing so much that they don't notice that they're sharing everything.
And everything is up for scrutiny.
So everything you share becomes our personal... becomes for media to consume, like to talk about. Like they're talking about us, they're doing whatever they want, and we're like, oh, bro, we understand where it comes from. We memes now, you understand? And it comes with it. You understand what I'm saying? And to be honest with you, for me, it was like check out time for me. Like, did I really know? Did I really want this thing? You understand? And then I remember that, no, I never wanted to be famous. I actually just wanted to be an artist manager and just make my money, feed my kids or whatever it is. And now that I'm here, I'm actually not managing any artist now.
Mm.
Because I understand that, okay, I can't go out to gigs with artists and then we are now both sharing spotlights. Mm. You understand? Pass all that to somebody else. But the point is, I think we are emotional, if that's your question.
Mm.
we're actually very emotional and we will share things on the internet without knowing how much will that come out with. Because once you say something in a public like that, everybody has an opinion about it.
Like, you must be willing to accept, guys, people are going to have opinions.
It's an opinion. Like, it's an opinion. And for... That's why I gave an example of Cass. Casper Nyovest is a celebrity.
And he understands.
Casper Nyovest, from the days of Muff Town, he knew he wanted to be famous. He prepared himself for it. That's why he took on AKA like that. You understand? Because he knew what he was doing. You understand? He knew by him taking AKA like that, or on AKA like that, everyone who's not a fan of him is a fan of AKA, they automatically become his enemy. They scrutinize everything he does or say. He was ready for it. You understand? And right now, if I look at the Amapiano artist, one artist that is ready and understands that they can take it and not wild out on social media, I would say, okay, I don't want to mention someone big again. I don't talk about big people anymore, man.
Try to think of someone small. Well, not smaller, but someone who...
Maho gets it.
Mm. Oh, you think... Oh, yes. They're always calling her a slay queen, but that Maho girl is making it. Money.
Maho gets it.
She gets it.
Yeah, Maho gets it. It's one example.
And she's not crashing out.
She doesn't crash out?
Maybe.
Huh? I haven't seen her crash out. I also maybe haven't. Privately.
Privately is fine. Crash out at home. Don't crash out on the internet.
In her own personal space.
Yeah.
In her personal space, maybe. But when I had a good 48 hours around her, and we would talk about all these things at McDonald's and whatever. And for me, I realized that the reason why she's okay with people talking like that, that's because she knows she's not like that.
But also, you're not doing something right if people aren't speaking about
you. You get it. Mahu gave the internet what the internet wanted. She knew the internet wanted that and she gave it to the internet. So whatever you say about the whole McDonald's things,
My friends, my family know me, so it's fine.
She gave the internet exactly what the internet wanted to have. What she gave to the internet is what she wanted the internet to have. You get it? So don't share stuff that you don't want the internet to have, because once you share, if you say now, Munaga is my girlfriend and we're posting pictures or whatever, hey bro, we're going to talk about us. People will talk about me and Munaga all the time. And they will have an opinion whether it's a fanelan or a fanelan. And she never celebrate. You understand what I'm saying? So,
what do you think? So you think they're sensitive? Why?
Well, he said.
He said yes. I feel like you both.
No,
agree.
Bro. Man. There's people that actually get it. Like, I don't think we're that sensitive, man.
You don't think we're that sensitive?
I feel like whenever we respond to maybe hate or negative comments, it's because we want to at that time.
Mm,
we're just flowing with it. I don't think we're that sensitive, bro. You know, like people. How can I put it, bro? We've learned to put out what we want people to see. Do you understand? I learned that a long time ago. I'm not saying I'm a celebrity, but I'm on the internet. So I'll put out what I want to put out. I'm not going to put my whatever girlfriend, and because I don't want that out there. That's my personal
You control your narrative.
As much as I try to, you can't really control it, because you'll always be misinterpreted and whatever, and people bring up the past and whatever, mess up your shit, right? But I don't think we're that emotional. I mean, we get it, bro. We get it. It's just a few people that wanna pull up on people and beat people up and stuff like that. You know, it's a different ballgame. Those are just people that are just bitter, I'd like to think, you know? But other way, man, I think he won it. He put it right, bro.
You really think?
Yeah, he put it right.
What do you guys think? Do you think people are sensitive?
He put it right, man.
So Osfis was right. What's wrong? What do you think? Or do you think we get it? Niggas are sensitive, no?
But it's bad, man. It's like Munaga is bad and it's gonna get like, I wish South Africa had. I kept asking the celebrities that when I chill with, I ask them, do you think you guys would have survived if you were celebrities in the US?
Who would?
Like, is there celebrities in the US where you've got cameras?
Bro, you open the gate, you pumel dinyago, this. You go to the store, whatever. You just go out for a date.
People by the window
taking pictures. That's why Kanye West always fights with them. You understand?
He ends up being
You understand what I'm saying? Because it gets too much. Do you think that we have South African celebrities? We have amapiano celebrities that can take that. In the old space, like the old musicians, like your Afropop, hip-hop,
no, but I don't think,
I'm sure they would take it. But amapiano, they can't.
I don't think Kanye West is actually fighting with the media. He's just running with the narrative that he's a bully and he's just this person that always acts out of pocket. So he's playing along with what people think.
Yeah.
I don't think he's that character.
Yeah, but
also, so he's mastered the art.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
I don't think he's not like that.
Yeah.
He just does it.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm just giving an example. Yeah. Do you think we have an amapiano celebrity that can take that lifestyle? Because it's going to get to South Africa one day. Trust me.
Matter of time.
It's going to get to South Africa. One day when I have the right mind, I'm going to build paparazzi.
Please, we need it.
Yeah, but we need paparazzi.
You need what freshmen, what God, they basically paparazzi.
They were the ones that were supposed to like have microphones in people's lives. They need to like find out, hey, what is Mang Mang do there? What is Swazuti doing there? And go to Swazuti, catch him by surprise there. And rock the information out, whatever. All those things were supposed to...
We're not ready for that kind of media in South Africa.
We need it.
We need it, but the country is not ready. You understand? The country is not ready for someone like myself. I picked that up a long time ago. They're not ready for someone who's
like
unapologetically themselves and just speaks their mind and shares their opinion and is not scared of public scrutiny.
Yeah, they're
not ready for that type of person. Instead of them starting and be like, okay, he's okay. We hear him, but we differ. Argue on opinions, on his points. Don't play out a character and bash him for whatever he is.
Do you know what's crazy about it? You'll criticize Tahi for having an opinion. But then you don't know, or you don't know that you criticizing Tahi for his opinion. That is also an opinion that you have about Tahi. So you're out here telling us not to have an opinion, but you can't talk, you can't have a conversation about anything without having an opinion about it.
Facts.
You understand? It's like the bro that was here last time. Ne? He had so much opinions here. I don't know how many opinions he left here, but he was saying we shouldn't have opinions.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? We are here, we are going to do this thing, and we're going to have opinions because we get paid to have opinions, and it doesn't mean that it's as konke kwenzakala emhlabeni. It's media. It comes with the price that take. When you picked, we want to be a celebrity, you bought us as well. We included there.
No, I want South Africa to understand this, bro. Nah? We haven't had like real pure journalism in a long time in this country.
So long, bro.
Well, it is there. It does exist. Like we have the Karen Moores that do documentaries and like newspapers. Don't get me wrong, but I'm talking about like social media like commentary. The things that we in right now. Obviously, you see your news on like TikTok and stuff. You know, we have the Dylan Pages that do their own things.
Their own stuff.
They're doing very dope things, right? But we haven't had the Tahis that can sit there and scrutinize and still move. Do you understand? They will catch feelings. We are not ready as a country for that. And I'm just glad that it is starting with us because we are going to be part of history. Do you understand? We are paving the way for the next generation to come and be like, no, man, they did it. Why can't we?
They might hate you, but they'll love you.
Do you understand? A lot of people are like, bro, you've changed so much from like, you were like on TikTok doing your whatevers. Now that you're on the podcast, we don't view you the same. I mean, dog, I've always been the same person. My reviews have always been the same. They're very fair and very honest.
Mm.
Do you understand? I can't be anything else but myself.
And it's funny how these celebrities...
No.
We'll have a chat with you about you rocking the other celebrity until you rock them.
No, but they must also understand that, dog, for the fact that I said something about you doesn't mean... It's not personal.
Exactly.
But everyone says it's personally, guys.
It bothers me because it took a lot of people some time to realize that it's not personal. Mm. Like it took Zile some time. That it was never personal. It was just bait. We're just playing around.
And let's eat it out.
It's not that deep. Like I heard him on the show. Now he's like, whatever. Now I can just be because we call each other we bros. We can speak about me on the podcast, and you'll give me a call and be like, whatever. It's not that serious. It's not that deep.
Not everyone is like that.
Just give me a call. Mahu, let me be your friend, my love. Do you understand? Do you understand? Like, I can speak about Pori now, but I want to come to Mayhem and chill by you. It's not that deep. And if you, whatever, if you're playing a mixtape and not mixing, I'm going to come on the podcast and be like, ah, but Porri was playing a mixtape. Even though I was chilling with him. It's just entertainment. It's not that serious. It's really not. I understand it's people's life, but I don't think it's that serious.
How long do you think it'll take for us to get to that point?
To fully understand that people just want to be pure and talk their shit.
Yeah.
Oh, bro. That's going to take a minute, bro. And
like, will we ever have the level of celebrityism in America here where, yeah, I know, like...
That level of... No.
Of that paparazzi. South Africans
don't even acknowledge celebrities, bro. They'll never... It's going to take a while until they acknowledge them. And the thing is, what they're not realizing is that the new celebrities are there. Influencers are the new celebrities of that South Africa, whether they like it or not.
Mm.
Influencers are the new celebrities. Celebrities need to live... Not the little ones. Celebrities, the musicians, your big artists, right, are linking up with these influences to seem relevant.
Yes, yes.
Did you understand? It works hand in hand.
I agree.
Look at what DJ Zint is doing.
She's so smart, dude. And she even said, when I spoke to her, she literally said, she said, we're the same. We're not that different.
Sooner you accept it,
we even make the same money, the better.
Yeah. The sooner you accept
it. I remember once said, we no longer have celebrities like old time, like back in the days, dog. Yeah. If you knew Cass was coming, bro, the place was going to be a mess. Eh? Kenan is coming, you knew it was going to be a mess. Like, we had celebrities. Guys, we used to have celebrities.
Mm.
We used to have celebrities. Right now, I'm going to give you to the influencers.
I'm not talking about the 2 minutes influencers that just blow up and they do their thing and they done.
Yeah, we know them.
I'm talking about people that are like timeless.
There's a few
that I can name in South Africa.
Yeah.
Let's not go there though.
But yeah, it's not about them. But I get you. But shout out to Sfiso. Celebrities are a bit sensitive. We need to move from that. But guys, events. This week, Iku had his homecoming on Friday. I actually went. It was so nice. So lit.
Did you see his girlfriend?
I did! Guys, I met his girlfriend. You know what's crazy?
Hmm?
She fetched me at the door. But I didn't know that she was the girlfriend.
Oh, shit.
So now she fetches me whatever. Because I was speaking with Dimpo. But then I think she came to fetch me sharp. Now we're walking in. Just speaking to her about... I'm just talking shit. Then she was like, yeah, I'm his girlfriend. I was like, ooh. Okay, girl. Then I was laughing. I was like, it's my sister. She's like, you were going to speak. Then I went to go meet Iku's mom and dad. The in-laws. They're like, where now? I was like...
Even they know.
Yes, they're laughing. We're laughing together now. Yeah. But shout out to his hand. She gets it. She gets it. Like,
that
she
is gets so
it.
Dope, bro.
She gets it. I was like, you think, bro. Like, you understand the game. You understand the industry. You know, clickbait will always work. So shout out to her as well. But yeah, good event. Very nice. The vibes were good. MJ was also there. I did see him, actually. And then, yeah, it was nice. Like, it was good.
Best performance?
Honestly, ne? It was just Questa. But that's because I haven't seen him in so long.
Mm.
But like, that was lit, dude. Like, I realized he still has a fan base. Like a massive fan base. Because I have not seen that man gig. But piano-wise, I'd probably give it to... Ish. I really enjoyed Dobrin Coco's set. I won't lie. Like, I was eating it up. She did so good. I don't want to lie. Like, she did it. She did
but
it
why well. Would you say sorry?
No, I'm not sorry. Yeah, she did a great job. I enjoyed her set. Like, it was lit.
That one is a DJ.
I can't lie.
That one will play.
I can't take it away. Then also, Yana Lyrics came through. So also, shout out to them for doing coverage. I like them, dog. They're really pushing the culture. And yeah, who else did I enjoy? Yeah, that's about it, eh?
We didn't go to Summit.
Bro, but like, bro, when last you see like Trace or like Channel O at our events, at like Beyond events, do they still do coverage on the floor?
If they're there, I've not seen them. Channel O, I think they do. MTV does as well.
When last you see them though?
Okay, well, with Hype Nation, for example, MTV does coverage sometimes of the events that we do.
When last did they cover this year? Did they cover this year?
No, they didn't cover Freshers. But I think, didn't they do the Joburg Freshers? Aggies, I'm not going to make up stuff, but they do sometimes cover the stuff, but they should do it more. They need to do it more.
Well, do you think they've given up?
No.
I think they're just too busy?
What do you mean?
I mean, they used to be there. They were everywhere, bro. Like, you know, Selima Tunes is trying.
Still pushing.
Hey,
yeah.
Well, I love Zanele.
Zanele is good.
I love Zanele.
We went to Jay Something's event, dude, and she was there and she was sharing her thing.
Oh, that, oh yeah? She was doing her thing.
Yeah, dude, she's good.
I'm just, I don't see them anymore, bro. Mm. I don't see them on the ground anymore doing, you know, Channel O stuff like MTV with the mics and stuff. They're there, but they're not as impactful as they were before. Mm. You know, to be interviewed by Trace or like Channel O back in the days was like a major thing. Growing up, seeing it on TV was like a thing, or like Selima Toons was like a thing, bro. But also, you're going to be on DSTV, niggas.
Guys! Oh my God!
Is it?
I am so proud of this, guys. DSTV is massive.
Well, what do you call it? Are you saying TV's folding? Yeah. Do you think they folded?
Oh, they definitely folded, dude. Oh, for sure.
Isn't it folding?
Guys, they know that YouTube is winning. They can see where the people are watching podcasts. Just give the people what they want. This is going to save DSTV. Don't say I didn't tell you.
But do you think we'll eventually start seeing every other content creator on television now? Like, maybe the guys of, like I'm talking about the Naledi Malelas.
I think we're going to start seeing reality shows of content creators. I don't know necessarily about putting their channel there, but I think...
But if they can have a Joseph Dairy on, then...
But I guess what Joseph does, the dating stuff.
Is he not going to do the phone shit?
He's doing the phone stuff, yeah. That's the dating stuff, yeah.
Yeah. But it's like content, it's the phone stuff, like...
But it's a show.
Yeah, well, obviously, I'm not referring to little influencers, not them. They're not fit for that yet.
Oh, my God.
I'm talking about...
Oh, my God.
I'm talking about the Naledi Malelas, people that do, like, proper reviews. That have a structured content. Not people that just come and see Gap.
There's no need. Don't worry, But
I'm talking about people's direction. Yes,
we'll see with time. But I'm proud of DSTV for acknowledging that podcasting is the future. And they're taking the whole of the network underneath them. I think this is brilliant. Well done to us. It's massive. Any other events?
What's your take? Me, bro, I don't know, man. I'm nervous already about the DSTV thing.
Guys, I'm freaking out. So I'm sorry. My flight is so
cold. Why?
Sorry.
I'm nervous about the DSTV thing. I don't know how it's going to play out.
I think it'd be... I don't know. We'll just wait and see. I don't want to talk much about it, but we start on the 7th of April. I can't wait for that day. And stuff. Let's just do our new releases and then wrap up. We don't want our sister here to miss our flight. We have next week to talk about a lot of other things, you know? But I'm just glad that you let out. You look much better. So best new songs, we have Monate by Maestro, Bugs and FTS. That's number one. Number two is Amapupo by Yams and Scott's Mapuma. The third one is called...
Is that the song I was talking about?
Amapupo.
Where Scott Mapuma sings.
I think it should be that one. It could be that one.
I haven't heard it yet.
It's out. And then third one is Mission Rob Citrus by Hot Fuzzy. I hope I said that right.
Okay.
And then the fourth one is called So by DJ Maporis and X-Tappy alongside O'Deal, right? And the last one is Kulungile Baba by House of Assembly featuring Snotile. Yes. And then the new project, Maestro released Ankwari 3.0. And then Zen10 released the project called The Comeback.
Yep. So must check it out.
Make sure you check it out. Listen to that. Listen to that. I think it's probably that song you're referring to, though.
Yeah. Cool. Shout out to Yams, man.
Pushing, no?
It's a dope song, seriously. It's a dope song. Scott is singing. There's all rapping. It's a beautiful song.
Mm. But guys, do you have anything you want to say to our
Hey, man, next week I really want to speak about AI music. I want to speak about that a lot. Another topic that I wanted to cover today, which I didn't. Let me think. Say your closing remarks before.
Do you want to say anything?
No, nothing.
Nothing. Okay. Are you done, Tahi?
I want to speak about AI next week fully.
We're going to go and
fully understand it. And the reason why Spotify is like removing music that uses bots for streams. Because like people that actually release music and have people listen to it are losing streams because these bots and stuff like that, right? So AI is sort of killing us. And there's this guy that I've been following also. He did like contracts for producer startup pack, like record labels, just everything, all contracts in the game, right? And you can subscribe to this thing. I'll speak about that next week. Also publishing, mastering, everything, a contract for every guy that's in the music business. You understand what I'm saying? Contracts that will help you so that you don't need to be ripped off by Alma Fitzgerald or these lame as what is this, promoters or whatever, right? So I want to speak about those contracts next week. Yeah, okay, but guys. We are, man. This was Piano Pals. It's so hot in here, though.
It is. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching today's episode. We love you guys so much. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. We'll see you next week.
Can you take me to Mexico with you?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.